Back here on today's Landley Radio Sports page, we're joined now by Blake Bolden, the director of the Drake Relays. Blake, thanks for joining us, and really awesome to get the chance to talk with you about the Drake Relays here today. If you wouldn't mind just telling us a little bit of the background and what led up to you becoming the director of the Drake Relays.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tyler. I know we've just got a couple minutes here. I could tell you my life story and be on the radio for an hour talking about my love for the Drake Relays, my connection to it. But I'll just say I grew up in Osceola. You know, I have fond memories of going to the Drake Relays. I was, as a high school athlete, never fast enough to qualify for the Drake Relays, but then went on to Missouri State in Springfield, Missouri to compete collegiately. Had the good fortune of winning a Drake Relays title as a collegiate athlete in the 1500 on one of those beautiful packed Saturdays back when the stadium held 17,000 people, 70-degree day at the end of April. Just one of the most signature moments of my athletic career and really of my life. Just a really memorable day for me. Then got a chance to run three times as a professional athlete and coached there and was around the sport for many years. And then I was living in Indianapolis as the executive director of an organization that produced running events when the position became open, and my predecessor, Brian Brown, had moved on to a role at the University of Missouri. And I went all in after the job, and that's a whole separate, that's more of a podcast story, but it's just a lifelong connection and affection for the event and the sport of track and field. And it's really a thrill to be back in Central Iowa, helping continue to spark that connection for high school and college kids throughout the state.
And looking at the Drake Relays and just the history and the tradition of it, you mentioned you got the opportunity to compete in it a couple of times as a collegiate athlete and as a professional. When you look back at the tradition and the history of the Drake Relays, first part of this question I'd ask you is, what do you feel like is the biggest contributor in the Drake Relays being a successful event year after year? And two, the second part of that question is, what makes the Drake Relays such a recognizable event, not just in Iowa, but across the nation, where all of these athletes, their goal is to compete in the Drake Relays?
Oh, man, great question, Tyler. And again, we need to sit down and talk for an hour sometime, because I could tell you about, you know, legends from your area that have built this into what it is now, America's Athletic Classic, and a definitive global track meet. And it starts with Knoxville native Randy Wilson, who in 1978 ran 148.86 for the 800 meters, 145.86, a record that still stands today, 46 years later. And then, of course, Simpson College, Kip Janvrin. I mean, he is the decathlon at the Drake Relays. And just the way, and what's made those two special is their athletic contribution. And then as coaches and as administrators and as officials, they continue to give back to the event and to the sport. But it's more than that. It is our officials, and it's the way our community celebrates those athletes. Yeah, Kip Janvrin is an incredible athlete. Is Kip Janvrin the athlete that he became at Simpson College and as a professional and as an Olympian? Without the fans at the Drake Relays, I don't know. And there's this incredible connection, and it dates back till 1910, you know, since 1910, where in its first year, not even 200 people showed up, and a blizzard came through Des Moines, and the founder, John L. Griffith, looked around and said, wow, this is such a success. We got to do it again next year. I mean, that's vision. And then by the 1930s, it thrived through the Depression and quickly became known as America's Athletic Classic and the place in the U.S. where at the end of April, athletes from around the world come to test themselves, not just against each other, but against time itself.
You're right. We're gonna have to at some point get together and talk a lot about this, because there is a lot of interesting detail that I would love to know. Currently, we're talking to Blake Bolden, the director of the Drake Relays, here on today's Landley Radio Sports page. And one thing that I find interesting is we have a lot of athletes that go up there and run, and that's, like we've talked about, it's not just at the high school level, it's not just at the collegiate level, but you also have some professionals in there. So you've got three different types of athletes that are competing in that, in varying ranges. How do you guys go about setting up those events so that everything runs smoothly, nothing kind of gets lost in the mix, and everyone gets a chance to be highlighted and also watch the other greats at these events that they are competing in at the Drake Relays?
Well, absolutely. Number one, this is the first year in 114 years that we have three full-time staff committed to operating the Drake Relays who all ran on the Blue Oval as Iowa high school track and field athletes. So that every day when we show up to the office, we know exactly how much the Drake Relays means to Iowa high school kids. And every day when we leave the office, we know we are reminded exactly how much the Iowa high school kids mean to the Drake Relays. That connection is marrow deep for the event. And they're front and center of everything we do, and also the university teams. But then also what really excites the world when we talk about, the Chilean National Federation or the National Federation of the country of India. They want to come to the Drake Relays because we focus on the professional experience and that Olympic preparation. And the way we do it is what distinguishes us as an event globally. One of the most prominent agents in the world, we were on the phone in February, and she was sending me several of her athletes, many Americans, but really of every nation. And what she said is, Blake, what makes your event unique is it is a one-stop shop for track and field. And we do have Paralympians. We've even since my time here at Drake, we've got a partnership with Special Olympics Iowa. So if you are an aspiring athlete, we have committed time to celebrate you in the sport of track and field.
And beyond just being able to celebrate across the world, too, as we tie this into the local connection here, I know that we have a lot of athletes that qualify. I think the other day, me and one of my coworkers, we were sitting down and we were looking through all the athletes that we had qualified. And I want to say it was somewhere between 10 and 15 athletes from Marion and Warren counties have already qualified for this year's Drake Relays. And when you look at our area here, Marion and Warren counties, and see the level of success that they have, not only in their endeavors on the track and field, but when they send athletes to the Drake Relays and they have success up there at the famous Blue Oval, what is that like, just seeing a group of a selection of local kids here from Marion and Warren counties just outside of Polk County that can have success there at the Drake Relays?
Oh, yeah. Well, so I grew up down in Clark County, and I remember going to track meets all the time and wondering how in the heck was Knoxville so dang good in the 800? Well, then as I got older and I coached at Iowa State for 3 years and I've been around, well, Randy Wilson was the coach, and they had one of the world's best 800 meter runners talking to them about training, mentoring, and modeling this for them. And now, very fortunately for Pella, Randy's helping out at Pella, and you know, they've become a state powerhouse, not just because of Randy. They've got an incredible staff there, and it's a wonderful community, but it is fun. And what that's what part is part of what makes the Drake Relays fun. The movie Hoosiers and that basketball tournament and that spirit that's captured in that movie is to basketball as the Drake Relays is to track and field in Iowa, whether it's Southeast Warren or Carlisle or Indianola and Pella. They're going to get a chance to run against Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Dowling, and Sioux City East, and every other dang high school in the state. The best of the best line up, they run, jump, and throw, and they come out, and only one kid per event or one relay team per event gets the little white champion's flag and gets to do that victory lap. And that's an important moment in an athlete's event, or that's an important event in an athlete's life, and it really is something that we celebrate at every level, but particularly the high school level.
And Blake, I understand too that you have a fun little anecdote or two as it relates to our area and the Drake Relays that you would like to share with our listeners too, if you don't mind sharing some of those fun stories and memories you have from our area teams at Drake Relays.
Yeah, this one's not my memory, and I'll tell you one, and then maybe next time I'll tell you number two. But number one, and this is when I was growing up, I thought I was going to be a baseball player, but I wasn't big, I wasn't strong, I wasn't fast, so I became a distance runner. But one of the guys I looked up to when I was growing up and followed his career very closely was Casey Blake. Well, a few years ago, I reached out to Casey. We were looking for a celebrity judge for a slam dunk competition where we had Ryan Krauser, the world record holder in the shot put. Well, he wasn't the world record holder. He is now. And by the way, he's going to be throwing at Drake Stadium on Saturday, April 27th. You got to come out and see Ryan. But I called up Casey to see if he would come be a celebrity judge at a dunk contest at halftime of a Drake basketball game. And Casey is just salt of the earth, wonderful person, came up there. And so for those track and field junkies, they may know this story and remember this story. But Casey was a great, great 400-meter runner. And he wouldn't say that. He's very modest, but he was a great track and field athlete. And so are many of the Iowa high school athletes. You know, Tristan Wirst, who's got a Super Bowl ring now, was an outstanding shot putter and discus thrower. And so many of every sport of our basketball, football, baseball, they start in track and field. Because if you run, jump, and throw, those are the skills that you use in other sports. So Casey tells this story about how he thought his junior year, he had made the Drake relays in the 400 hurdles. And this was back in the day where we only allowed 8 athletes in. So the very best in the state got in, and he was one of them. As a junior, he didn't have success, didn't finish where he wanted to, because there was this guy over in Iowa City named Joey Woody. Joey Woody, if you don't know that name, you should. He's now the head track and field coach at Iowa. He's in the Drake Relays Hall of Fame. He's an Olympian. He's an outstanding world-class 400-meter hurdler in his day from Iowa City High. Casey Blake knew he couldn't beat Joey Woody. Well, the day of the Drake Relays, it turns out Joey Woody's hurt. He's not going to run the hurdles. Casey thinks, my goodness, this might be the day I get to be a Drake Relays champion. Then it turns out he looked over and Iowa City High had a second hurdler that they entered that day. It was Tim Dwight. And if you know Iowa sports, that's when that punchline hits, particularly from Casey, that it just was not meant for him to be a Drake Relays champion. Because if you know track and field, you know Iowa, you know the Hawkeyes, Tim Dwight, you know, was one of the most explosive Hawkeyes maybe of all time, ran a touchdown back in the Super Bowl, an incredible athlete, and was at the high school level. And once Casey looked over and saw that Tim was running the hurdles, he knew the best he was going to do that day was second.
That is an awesome story. I am so glad that you shared those awesome anecdotes. Blake, before we let you go, I know we could talk on all of this stuff for what feels like 2-3 hours even, and we'll maybe have to sit down and do that another time, but I would be remiss if we didn't get the word out about this year's Drake Relays, the 2024 Drake Relays, 114th running. If you wouldn't mind just telling us a little bit more about when those are going to start up, what days people can attend, where they can find tickets, all of that information, that'd be awesome.
I'll give you the super fast forward, high level overview for the week. But on Sunday, April 21st, the Drake Road Races, still a few registration spots available. That's drakeroadraces.org, 5K, 10K, and half marathon, finishing in Drake Stadium. On Monday night, get yourself over to Jordan Creek Town Center. I promise you it will be the best trip you've ever had to the mall. You don't want to go there on Black Friday, but you need to be there on Monday, April 22nd, because we're going to take, for the first time in 10 years, we're bringing a pole vault back to Jordan Creek Town Center, right in the middle of the mall. The American record holder, Casey Lightfoot, has already promised me he is going to be the first man in the world to go over 19 feet in the pole vault in a shopping mall. And so get there early, hit the food court, grab yourself some Annie Ann's and Cinnabon, whatever it is that you like at the mall. You don't want to miss that. Tuesday night, come on downtown. Grand Blue Mile presented by Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's going to be going full force. It's the second largest 1 mile road race in America, behind only New York City. Last year, we set the inaugural world records, and we've renamed the city street in downtown Des Moines between Grand and Court. It was called 13th Street. It's now known as World Record Way. It'll be a great chance. And for families, it's free inflatables, so bouncy house. You'll have face painting, balloon animals. It really is a great time to just be out in the spring, walk or run a mile. That information is available at grandbluemile.com. And then, heck yeah, we got a track meet Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I could talk to you about that for an hour. Go to drakerelays.org and get all the information. Truly, the high school division is at the heart and soul, is at the center of it. So is the university division, but you won't want to miss. We have, I mean, I bet we're going to have probably more than three dozen Olympians. At least two Olympic champions from Tokyo have already been announced. And it's going to be truly one of the biggest and best Drake relays in our 114-year history. We are headed toward our 57th consecutive Saturday sellout. And I know this for a fact. Yesterday, after Lolo Jones announced that she's coming back to the Drake relays, our ticket office has been very busy the last 2 days. So, excuse me, she announced that on Wednesday. Here on Friday, it's been two straight days of calls and emails to them. So get those tickets while they last. DrakeRelays.org or DrakeTix, DrakeTix.com/DrakeRelays.
Blake, I appreciate the time. I would, we're going to have to set up a time to really go even more in depth on the Drake Relays, but I appreciate you making the time to talk with us today a little bit more about the history of the Drake Relays and some of the exciting things that are going on with the 114th running this year. And again, we wish you the best in the final preparations here before the Drake Relays kick off the April 25th through the 27th.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tyler. And good luck to all the kids down in Marion and Warren County, not just at the Drake Relays, but at the state track meet as well.
Absolutely. That was Blake Bolden, the director of the Drake Relays, here on today's Lately Radio Sports page.